Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, your song of the day. Jeez. From 1974, Jeez. Fox on the Run by Sweet. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
High score. High score coming.
I think Bill had all the words there in that one.
No, he didn't, because there's no way you know the words after he says Fox on the Run. I mean, there's no way you can know those lines. I have no idea what he said, and you wouldn't either. Fox on the Run, and he had everybody come. It sounds like he's take a run and hide,
check it out,
and melt away. I have no idea what they're saying.
Fox on the you run think there. You have a pretty face.
Yeah, there's that.
But the rest of you is out of
you
place.
Can understand yeah, that, but the immediately yeah, after there, the Fox on the Run.
There's a little bit of some tough words
there, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Hit it, Jake.
Fox on the Run, you scream and everybody comes a-running.
Okay. No way I knew that.
Take a run and hide yourself away.
Okay.
For Foxy, Fox on the Run. It. And hide away. Yeah.
And hide away.
I couldn't imagine being in the band that day. Like, where are you guys going? We're going to the studio. What are you guys going to cut? Fox on the Run. I mean.
What does Fox on the Run mean?
I don't know. But
it doesn't mean anything.
It's one of the most incredible songs ever written. 1974. Better Times.
Yes.
Better Times. Oh. It's, you know what Sweet sounds like? And it just hit me. Tell me, Bill, you got to agree with this. Cheap Trick.
Ooh.
There's a little bit of, yeah, there's some Cheap Trick there. I agree with that.
It sounds like.
I mean, they were, that
almost just, like a Cheap Trick knockoff.
The nice part of that is that when you played that and you listened to that, Jake, you learned that in two ways, either album or 8-track. That's when you learned that song. There was no.
Was it a 45?
What's that? There have been a 45. All, yeah. So either a
little 45 record.
Little 45 records, yes. You could stack them. Remember, you could stack them.
Yeah.
And the one thing would knock, it would click over and knock it down and the next and play the next song. It was incredible. The stack got too high on the round table.
Yeah.
It slowed down.
Right.
So like, you had to stop it and take some of the records off because it couldn't keep up.
And then it gets scratched.
That would be, yeah. And then sometimes you wait for, hope it doesn't work, hope it doesn't scratch. But I mean, you took those babies out. I was like, don't touch them.
Right.
Don't touch the album.
Yeah.
And remember when you clean them? Oh, yeah. I tell you, you clean them. And you're like, do not touch the album. If you touch your brothers or somebody's you're like, if you had a friend had an older brother, like who's the guy you couldn't touch his car?
Steve Zora. Jan Zora was the brother.
Yeah, and there was a Nova.
Nova. Right? Green Nova.
He's a green
couldn't
Nova.
Touch
couldn't
it.
Touch it.
If you touched it, it was hell to pay.
Oh, yeah,
it was like, Jan's gonna see you do that.
Yeah. It's the same way.
One time a basketball bounced off.
Go ahead and just be sitting in the basement, have a hold of somebody's albums with their thumb on it.
Yeah,
just go ahead and just walk downstairs and just see that scene of what are you doing. And that was the playlist. The playlist at the time was just get a bunch of 45s and you'd stack them.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the deal. And then and if you want to change songs, a little spot in between, you'd move the needle over. Oh, Better Times. It's like I'm there. It's like I'm in a shag carpet basement right now.
Right. To Fox in a basement.
In a basement, yes. No windows. Not safe. Not safe. No,
safe enough.
But still
safe
Better enough. Times.
Still Better Times. Yes. Better, yeah, sweet. Better Times. Yeah. Okay, grades. High, super. God, it sounded good this morning.
In the headphones, yeah.
Yeah. Really well, good. Just good. Yeah. 94756. 94576.
96222.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Better Times.
Better
Times.
That was incredible.
Young Ben, not going to be above a four, right? Ben,
no, he'll be. He liked it.
It had some tempo. I'm going to give it a 6.9. It had some tempo.
7'5". All right.
He like he's in long pants. He's in long pants. He's coming around.
He had some tempo.
It's upbeat.
He likes upbeat. He likes happy songs. Yeah. He doesn't like power ballads.
No. Yeah. Too slow
Frost
for young
he band. Does, though.
Some ratings here on the song of the day. Bill and Bennett, 6.5. Triple H's dad, a 5. Guilt Nerd,
5.
3.1 from Guilt Nerd. He says meh on it, too.
On Fox on the Run?
That seems...
I'm gonna
He might be having a bad day.
Mike in Dalton, 9.3. The Bandit for who, Clemens?
Bird, 6! Thank you, Bird. It's a nice call.
It's a proper score from Bird. 6 is good.
6 is like a 9.
It is. It's good. It's good scale there. Gavin.
Good job, guys.
Gavin,
by the way.
And Pender.
Yes.
A 10.
Oh.
10. Thank you, Gavin. I'll see Gavin on Friday. They're having he's one of the keynote speakers at the big event.
Wait a second. So you guys are having a reunion?
What? Yeah. It's they have a new football field, and so everyone who played on the original Heine Memorial Field, a 100-year field from 1924 to 2024.
Wow.
All the alumni are coming back.
Say the years again, please.
From 1924 to 2024. So a 100-year field.
Jeez.
And so everyone who's ever played on has been invited back.
So do the QBs get special recognition?
Yeah, the all-conference ones. Yeah. A little special deal. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right, keep going.
Ryan in California, 5.3. Ellis in Illinois, 8.4. Big Bird in Columbus, 9.98 on that one. Brett and Bertrand, solid, 6.8.
Okay.
Bobby Dean Smith says 8.4 from Bogart, Georgia on that
one. Nice. Bobby Dean Smith from Bogart, Georgia.
Bobby Dean.
Lyle in Omaha, 7.6. Doug in Harrison, Idaho says, yes, please, 9.2.
Thank you.
Age 51, by the way.
There's no one from our era, me and Steve Sibyl era, that with that song would come on just randomly. If all of a sudden you're just in the outback at Barry's and that came on, everyone's like, this jacked. Is awesome. This is straight gas.
Jacked.
Yeah.
This is maybe the first time ever I've actually had a comment and a score from Jennifer and Hubby.
Really?
Wait a second.
This is just Jennifer score, Hubby score.
Okay, get in
it
here.
It says, fantastic, Jake. Hubby, Jennifer 9-1, Hubby 7-5.
Yeah, that's the era. That's our era. They would have listened. Text in. They would have listened to that on an 8-track or an album.
Probably.
In the basement. Yes. Yeah. There's no other way to listen to it.
No,
or radio. But there was no. There's no cassettes yet. There was no discs.
Now, someone says in California, this is terrible bubblegum song.
No.
A bubblegum song. Really?
I gotta push back.
No, I'm gonna push back.
Back, Bill.
Yeah, I'm pushing back real hard. Yeah.
I don't think that's a bubblegum. Yeah.
Someone says, by the way, for Bill's reunion on Friday, free cigarettes for Bill's team from the 80s back in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Duke will bring them. So I have this.
So Duke,
I have
it's
this.
On Duke.
No, it's a true story. So my dad found them. My dad's got his jacket, and I've got mine. Like everyone gets these jackets, and your name's embroidered on them, and your number's embroidered. If you're on the team, the seniors get these jackets. So we had all these jackets we got. And we wore them all the time. Mine's still perfect shape. Duke can't wear here because he's got a bunch of cigarette holes burning in the sleeves.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I know the deal. I had a Boston Celtics jacket, one of those nice jackets, and I burned a bunch of holes in the sleeves. Yeah. They're on the front, too. Yeah. Well, no, what happens? The embers fall down.
Yeah. Burn. That's what happened to Duke, too. Duke. Yeah.
Duke!
Duke will be there on Friday.
Wow, Jennifer and Hubby with comments today.
A fantastic song, they said.
Yes.
We never get a comment, just scores.
Thank
them.
You.
That's your song of the day, sponsored by Sauter Heyman Jewelers. It's time for the mailbag.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's fire
the bag.
Hit up. The mailbag is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. What are the worst words in IT, Bill?
The worst thing you ever hear? I've been hacked.
Oh, my God. That's a bad thought. Bad words. Won't happen with Applied Connective. They manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more in all 93 counties of this state and beyond.
We are connecting these people together. We're doing that just one by one, and it's incredible the people that have signed up with them through the ticket and what they rave about the results that they're getting now.
You hooked them up with Steve Mossman.
Mossman, yes. Lawyer of the Stars.
Yes.
Lawyer of the Stars.
Deal.
It's a big deal right now. Mossman has some files he has to keep triple secret. And it needs to be secured. That's his concern right now.
There you go.
Because of lawyer and the law. So he has to keep things to be protected. So he got together with Applied Connect immediately.
Smart.
And now guess what? He sleeps comfortable at night.
Yep. Smart.
ApplyConnective.com. Check it out today. All right, to the mailbag. Kip has a little comment with a question. He says, baseball is weird. So fun to play, but odd to watch. Here's why. The defense has the ball. The coach is called a manager and dresses like a player. The ump wears a suit jacket. There is no clock, or used to be no clock. Hitting 40% makes you a legend. If the baseball hits a speck of dirt on a pitch, they get rid of it. It's 9-1 usually, and now the base runners wear oven mitts. Thoughts on baseball?
That's a great summation. That's a great summation.
Kip.
And he didn't mention that you have a ghost runner.
Yeah,
also, he didn't even mention ghost runner.
You have a ghost runner.
Because me and Steve talked about that it was common that you used to use the term ghost runner on second.
Oh, see, yeah. Do we have this discussion with Jake?
No,
the reason I asked the question when you said ghost runner, is there a runner? Because when me and Bill played wiffle ball, there would be a no runner if you didn't have enough guys.
It'd be a ghost runner.
Ghost runner.
Yeah. And the best part of ghost runner was that it wasn't like if the ghost runner on second,
right.
Someone hit a single, he just went to third.
There's
no gap single where he wheeled it
wave
in.
Wave him in.
No. I scored him.
Nope.
No, you didn't.
Nope.
He was
on third.
Ghost runner on third.
And you're at bat, Jake. You'd announce ghost runner on third.
Yeah, you did.
It's a big deal.
Okay.
Also, then you play the game workup. Remember workup also?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you play a game. Everybody be out there. If you caught a fly ball, then you went to bat.
Oh.
Remember that you went to bat.
We didn't do that in Columbus.
You worked your way up.
That was C2 stuff.
Yeah.
Glass C2.
We had to do some of that because some of us had to play multiple sports.
Oh, there it is.
Some of us didn't play one sport and tap out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we changed uniforms.
Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas says, good morning, guys. What animal best describes your personality?
Good God.
Please don't say ostrich this time, Sip.
I won't.
I don't know.
I don't know. Bill, please.
Waving to a breaker outside.
Hi, breaker.
Hello.
I don't know how to answer that. I don't.
Well, if I wanted to be an animal, I'd want to be a polar bear.
So there you go.
Yeah, you would.
You and Nash.
I'm infatuated with two things, polar bears and penguins. And
so
I also, and I'm a penguin dad at the Henry Dorley Zoo. Yes.
You are.
Gus is his name.
Yes, how does that happen?
I have a penguin at the Henry Dorley Zoo. Yeah, absolutely.
How's that?
Gus. Because you can get a card and you get to be a penguin dad.
How long have you had the penguin?
Oh, God, like 5-6 years. And so in my.
You go see him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do we not know this till right now?
Well, the best part is with Gus is that, so we think Gus is the fat one. So when my nieces and nephews go, Sawyer and Ella and Nolan go to look, they look and they're like, they try to find, they go to the penguin, they're like trying to find them, they're like, there's Gus. And they pick him out, but that's Bill's
penguin. See him.
It's the fat one.
Because he's a bigger one.
The big fat penguin.
You can't miss Gus. I could point out Gus probably.
You guys aren't penguin dads?
No.
I wish I wasn't. I didn't know you were.
No.
Ben, I'm telling you, it's really fulfilling. I have a card in my wallet.
Several people say you would be a feral cat, which you have said
okay,
before.
Okay, I'll take it.
If I were a feral cat was something you said the airwaves good. Once before.
Yeah, I am very interested in feral cats.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Now, you know, you see, yeah. Yeah. Always have been.
Okay, this is from Brandon. Says, okay, for the guys who love Better Times, Zip and Bill.
That's us.
That's us.
You guys talk about, you love when Jake plays 70s songs.
Yes, we do.
What is your absolute favorite 70s band, if you had to pick one? One.
Ooh.
It's from Brandon.
Budokan. How about some Budokan?
Yeah, Cheap Trick. Yeah.
It's tough.
It was one of the most incredible.
I listened to them a lot.
Yeah, it's one of the most incredible. You know what? There's so many, though. I loved REO Speedwagon. Mm-hmm. They were one that was good like that.
This is a hard one.
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Ooh,
was fabulous. That changed you.
That went in.
That was Better Times. I couldn't really nail one. It was just a certain. And then you would still listen to some. You'd listen to some weird old country stuff too. Would pop in like that. You'd hear all of a sudden,
not all weird,
not I mean, weird, but just Waylon and good, yeah, incredible stuff. So
yeah. I'd almost say Waylon. In Willie. I mean, it'd be. I'd have to
I would
almost
expect
say
that from you. That's a good answer.
That's probably what I listen to most.
What about Petty?
Petty? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Some of it was more late 70s.
Yeah, he was late 70s.
Early 80s.
Well, when did come on, Jake, help me. The Pink album. It was just Petty playing a guitar in front of a pink backdrop. I thought that was earlier 70s.
Damn the Torpedo. Damn the Torpedo. That was like mid 70s.
Okay. I'd say Petty, actually, now that you're... I'd say Petty and then Waylon Willie. That's what I listen to most.
Last one from Eric. He says, we all know we love Nebraska. Do you have... What's your favorite non-Nebraska state in the USA? It's from Eric.
That's a hard one, Bill. You've been around.
Yeah. Bill's been in a lot of states.
Yeah, as far as where I've lived at, this time and close, it's Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah. They want to drink old fashions, and it has to be brandy.
Okay.
And
if you like Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, they like to eat bratwurst and Winnipoca. And they love their Badgers and their Packers, and they do things outside like crazy.
Where do I like to travel? Yeah. Texas. I do. I like it. I like Texas. I'm not going to lie. I like going to that. I love San Antonio, and I love Lubbock. I love San Antonio. I mean, San Antonio is that when we went down there, I just loved it. It was beautiful.
Wisconsin probably has 300 supper clubs that are still operating.
That helps.
They're still operating. Just in small towns.
I want to go sometime to supper club.
It's the old school salad bar. You walk through the salad bar, you know, Mac salad.
Wisconsin's pretty old timey, just in general.
It's very. They do not move forward, which I like. Which is what better times.
Better times.
Yeah. I'll stay South Dakota.
South Dakota.
I love South Dakota. Love South Dakota.
Black Hills.
Just beautiful.
You love it. I love
South Dakota.
I do. You fit in there because you're an albino. And
yes, I do. I fit in very well.
You're very albino.
I fit in very well in South Dakota.
Yes.
It's where I belong.
Right.
It's where I belong. That's the Mailbag, sponsored by our friends at
the bag.
Applied Connective Technologies. Thanks to them. Check them out at AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, I saw an early look, mid-season look at the potential playoff in college football. What can we see in a couple months from now? I'll discuss that next on Early Break in the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.